Welcome to The Rob Four Show, where I bring you the latest politics, news, and analysis with a dash of progressive perspective. Thank you very much for tuning in. Let's get informed. Okay, it's Friday, August 21st. The first thing we have to talk about today is Steve Bannon. Steve Bannon is Trump's former chief strategist, and he was indicted yesterday and taken into custody over his quote-unquote We Build the Wall crowdfunding scheme. This ran on GoFundMe and received over $25 million from people wanting to contribute to the border wall. Along with three others, Bannon allegedly defrauded investors out of hundreds of thousands of dollars for personal gain through the scheme. Axios says a federal judge agreed to release Bannon on a $5 million bond. His travel will be restricted to the New York and Washington, D.C. areas, and he will not be allowed to use private jets or boats without permission. According to the We Build the Wall's website, they said the fundraising will focus on building portions of a U.S. southern border wall and manage the support operations required for and the processes associated with the design, engineering, construction, and maintenance of the wall. The indictment of Bannon and his associates shows that they did indeed spend money on a border wall, but skimmed hundreds of thousands off the top for things like a new vehicle, cosmetic surgery, personal tax payments, and credit card debt. Also reported by Axios is that Bannon's indictment makes him the sixth person linked to the senior leadership of Trump's 2016 campaign to be hit with federal charges. Next, we have to talk about the situation with Uber and Lyft in California. So after being given an order to reclassify drivers as employees rather than contractors, both companies threatened to suspend all operations in California. CNBC says that California officials say both businesses are attempting to skirt things, like payroll taxes, by ignoring the state labor law. However, a California appeals court has extended the length of time Uber and Lyft have to comply with reclassifying their drivers as employees, after threats from the companies to shut down. Continuing, CNBC notes that the temporary reprieve gives the two companies until 5 p.m. Pacific time on August 25th to file written statements agreeing to expedited procedures stated in the order. So, for now, this is a developing story. Interestingly, though, this election day, there is a ballot measure in California being backed by both Uber and Lyft, which is Proposition 22, that would exempt ride-sharing and food delivery businesses from the state labor law requiring drivers to be classified as employees while providing the drivers themselves with additional benefits. Then we have this ongoing horrible situation with USPS. Earlier this week, we talked about how Postmaster General Louis DeJoy removed key mail infrastructure, such as mail sorting machines in battleground states. He also cut worker hours, among other things. Then there was a press release stating changes would stop until after the upcoming presidential election. But importantly there, this was just a PR move, because DeJoy is doing nothing to reverse the changes he's already made. That gets us to yesterday, where Vice has been reporting on internal memos sent out to USPS employees regarding speaking with the press. Entitled Guidelines for Handling Local Media Inquiries, it begins by saying, quote, "The Postal Service continuously strives to project a positive image, protect its brand, and present a unified message to the customers and communities it serves. It is imperative that one person speaks on behalf of the Postal Service to deliver an appropriate, accurate, and consistent message to the media. Avoid the temptation to, quote-unquote, answer a few questions. Keep in mind that while most media representatives will identify themselves up front, sometimes they do not. If you are dealing with a customer, especially one who asks a series of questions, it is perfectly appropriate to ask, are you a member of the media?" Now, this would be much funnier if it weren't so heartbreaking that an institution as American as the mail wasn't under attack by a horrendous postmaster general. We know what we have to do to fix this, and it starts at the ballot box this November. If you need help with registration, a mail-in ballot, or any voting information, go to vote.org. That's vote.org. That's all for today. Thank you for tuning in. If this show brings you value, please consider supporting me on Patreon for as little as $2 at patreon.com/rob4. That's patreon.com/robfore. Also, please make sure you're subscribed wherever you're listening to this so you don't miss an episode. Have a great rest of your day. I'll see you next time.